This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
What if the plan was to reduce your working hours by 1 hour a week over several years? A story today from Chile. I'm David Brancaccio. First, when it comes to stock prices, the saying is that trees do not grow to the sky. Things don't keep shooting up indefinitely. But driven by optimism about profits from artificial intelligence and the apparent soft landing for the U.S. economy, the S&P 500 stock index posted a new all-time closing high yesterday on a rise of 1.1%. Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board, has the bull's case.
Well, I'm certainly optimistic on the longer term. We have a lot of exciting news and development with regards to AI, and investors in general are taking that read as a positive for potential increases in productivity. They also think that the economy looks like it's going to be okay, and business is going to be able to go along almost as usual, and maybe even get better. And I do think that we have a lot of potential for longer term, a continued increase in the stock market, as it has done over the last multiple decades.
All right. But I hear you saying on this inflation data that we got yesterday, warmer than expected, didn't really spook stock investors, partly because that also implies, all right, maybe inflation's not going away as quickly as we want, but it also implies no recession, capital N, capital R.
That's right. And investors have really come to embrace the idea of no recession. We will get a soft landing. That inflation data with the CPI yesterday didn't faze anyone because the change was only 0.1% different from January to February. That wasn't enough of an increase to shake investors' thoughts that actually we're moving overall in the right direction. Don't forget, things in the market and things with economic data are never completely smooth lines. You want to look at the overall trend and look directionally as to what's going on.
All right. Susan Schmidt, head of public equity, State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be watching the vote in the House of Representatives today on a bipartisan bill to ban the short video social media sensation TikTok amid concerns about privacy and China's influence in its content. Under the bill, TikTok could keep going if its China-based owner ByteDance sells it.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Almost a year ago, Chile officials officially trimmed down the work week. The standard had been the 45-hour work week, longer than in most industrialized countries. The new rule gives businesses until 2028 to get employees down to 40 hours in the name of improved work-life balance. 1 hour less per week per year is the schedule. The BBC's Jane Chambers filed this for us.
Pastelería Biela is a cafe and cake shop in a leafy suburb called La Reina, in Chile's capital, Santiago. It's owned by Jorge Paradis and his wife. He's worried about reducing the hours of the 12 staff in their two cafes.
Probably you're going to have less hours to sell your products. We're going to have to hire part-time jobs. We're going to have to reduce our working hours. And actually, it's going to impact in our cost.
And are you going to have to put up the prices of the things you sell?
Well, the last year with inflation, you can't just put prices higher because there's no money and people are not going to buy your products because they're too expensive. It's not that easy.
He says the law should be focused on big businesses, not on the small ones, which he says make up around 70% of the job market. But there are experts on hand to help. I'm off to meet Chilean Andrea Mullenhauer, a senior sales manager from an American company called ADP, which specializes in HR services for businesses around the world. She's currently working with companies in Chile to help them make the changes. A big issue is the huge amount of admin in changing contracts and getting employees to clock in and out of work.
We had an article in our contract, which is Article 22, which is very famous in Chile, which says that you don't mark in and out. You have free like timetable in your job. And that's a big change because it's something cultural.
She says businesses also need to decide how to pay staff extra money for working more than 40 hours a week.
Probably they will have to stay working because they have to end some paperwork or job they didn't finish. So then you're going to have to come up with some process or control.
Some businesses in Chile are ahead of the curve and they've already started working 40 hours a week. One of those is in the bustling centre of Santiago. I'm in a shop called Vulco, which sells all the metal things you need to make belts, footwear, textiles and leather goods. Upstairs I find Cindy Nunez, who's worked with the company for 6 years. She's a big fan of the new working hours.
When we were working 45 hours a week, the days seemed much longer. Now I enjoy my days much more because I get home earlier and I have more time to spend with my 5-year-old daughter. We play together, so our relationship is much closer now.
And what about the money? Do you get paid less now you're working 40 hours instead of 45?
No, I get paid the same as when I was working 45 hours a week.
I'm taken past some noisy building works to the main office to meet one of the owners, Rodrigo Abada. He and his brother inherited the business from their father, and it's been running for around 40 years. He says introducing a 40-hour week has been easier than he expected.
Once we had explained the new working hours to our clients, they all got used to it, and it hasn't really affected our profits.
Whether they like it or not, every business in Chile will have to reduce its working week from 45 hours to 40 hours by 2028. I'm the BBC's Jane Chambers for Marketplace.
And Japan's first attempt to put a satellite into orbit is a bust. Japan's private Space One company's 59-foot Kairos self-destructed today, 5 seconds after takeoff. The launch was mostly automated, and here's the company president's quote, "The rocket terminated the flight after judging that the achievement of its mission would be difficult. No injuries." I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.